Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the morning, guys!
What's that you're eating, mean boys?
Me cricket for Iceland in my shop there, didn't I?
Just taking for his shopping.
Iceland?
£60 I spent.
Can he beat it, mate?
60? Bad order, mate, wasn't it?
How much, how many bags did Johnny Shuba?
Only one bag.
What, the chicken dippers?
No, we got a few chicken dippers. We got, I got multi-pack and everything.
Aye. You got your TGI Friday chicken sesame strips.
I got 30 cookies, that's one of them there.
Do you cook?
Nah.
No.
My diet is...
You would never be able to tell by looking at you, mate.
No. Dirty bastard. No, my diet's been poor. I need to get myself into a good rhythm again, you know what I mean?
I know.
You can just, you can easily slide. You can easily slide down and then it's hard to get to it, but I just feel I'm getting there.
Did you talk about getting in a good rhythm? Did that stupid wee thing get any action that weekend?
No, he was quiet again, the wee man. Busy in the bath with me, but it was quiet.
3.5 hours he sat in the bath for?
I don't mind it.
I'm
a bit like that.
I love a bath.
If I'm in a bath, I'm not getting out.
3.5 hours.
How big's your hot water tank to keep topping that up? I know, but you come out.
No,
fingers are gone.
I was freezing at the end of the bath. But it's a big topic that actually. Look, you're anti baths, aren't you?
Are you?
Oh,
do you not like baths?
Baths, mate. Fucking waste of time.
Why?
Sitting sweating for 3 hours.
I know. I don't like the bath.
No. And then you wash, and then you come out, and you're still sweating. You need to go for a shower.
Ah, you need a shower
after a bath.
Because you said it before. You do, regardless of how much you wash yourself in the bath, you always come out sticking a BO still.
Always, mate.
Mate, do you think BO?
You're lying in
your fucking dirty water.
I fill the bath out about 2 inches and the time I get in it goes up to about 6 feet.
Are you a big bath guy now?
No. The only time I've ever gone
I'd pay to just see you lying in a bath.
No bubbles,
just water.
The only time I ever get a bath when I'm Baltic, like proper Baltic, and I'll go full belt with it, full hot and even cold, and just get in there, and then once I come out, you're pure sweating and I feel warm. But I fucking hate a bath. I can't fit in the.
I just want to get washed as quick as possible. Do you know that?
Sometimes, but you know it's funny you're saying that there. Like I'm a shite bag when it comes to actual water temperature in showers. Like I've got to have it like
perfect.
Almost close to cold. See people have pure scalding hot showers, man.
Oh, I love a hot shower, then just keep dumping it every now and then.
Too hot, man.
And then blast the cold for 2 minutes, you'll do that.
You're in for a cold shower every morning, aren't you?
Best thing ever. Much better than a bath.
Nuts, mate, that.
How? Waking you up for the day, it's beautiful, mate.
No, I've heard people saying it's unreal for you, know, but for me, I just can't ever seem to get there.
See, you're saying you're doing your food shopping. I've got a pet peeve, and it's something to do with food shopping.
Good on you,
so cute checkout, right, for the till, massive, right? I'm putting my stuff on. I've basically got a week's worth of shopping here. But as I'm putting it on, the person that scanned everything just flinging it like that down there. So I've still got hunters to load up and I've just got a pile of shopping at the end. Can you help me pack it or something? Like, do something. There's like 10 people in the queue.
That's brutal, mate. Packing your bags under pressure's a fucking.
I know, just
Aldi don't let you do the packing at the thing. They want you to put it back in the trolley and take it to the side.
Stupid, that.
But what's the point of
that? No, that's so they can get people in and out quickly, mate. They're no fucking stupid. Do you do the shopping or does Jill do it?
Either or, but I quite like doing it.
So do I. I like doing the shop. Why do you like doing it? Because she'll buy something fucking ridiculous.
I like being in control of what's being bought. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Does one of you this will be maybe relate more to you. Does the missus come in after doing the shop and then just say, "Aye, £150 worth there, and there's not even 4 meals for the week"?
To me,
aye.
No, mate. I wish she was like that. See, aye. My missus goes, who's to it, mate, it's 300 quid she's spending. Man.
Lynn always reminds
is
me.
Is it Donna says that?
No, Lynn always reminds me how much the shopping was. So I thought, right, I'm fucking sick of this. I'm going to do a shopping last week. and it was 115 quid, I think it was. And I'd be like,
115 quid?
Oh, man, honestly.
It's bad for the hospital. The hospital visit.
Was it?
I thought you went school.
School visit.
How was it, all right?
It was good, mate, aye.
What school did you go to?
Bendery or something.
Do Motherwell do that quite a lot, Andy?
I think so, aye. That's the first one I've done, mate. First one I've done.
Is there any mother? Was it all Celtic Rangers fans or was it Motherwell fans?
No, there's a couple of Celtic. I was getting abused.
Were you getting abused for kids?
I'm 8 year olds in that.
How soon, what to you?
Just saying I'm going to win the league and I'm like, right, kill me.
It's hard when a kid gets you, mate, because you can't really argue with
them. You can't hit them, can you?
Of course you can.
Right, a club in Scotland that are absolutely flying. We're going to talk about Hearts transfer business, but Boca.
The stuff with Boca at the moment has been incredible. Two amazing results yesterday with the kids.
Did you, aye?
Results, mate.
Oh. I know, is it not about development?
I know, is that
probably one
about the results, Paul. You need winners first.
So, you want to win in a certain way. You obviously want to win, but you want to win playing a certain way with kids.
Yeah, that's true.
How did you win the games? So what happened when your goalkeeper put the? That's what I want to know. Your goalie put the ball down. Talk us for it.
A quiet whisper in the ears. Launch it. Quite simply, quite launch it and get it in the airbox. Sure. I tell you, mate. Do you know what? It's mad when you watch your football, especially five-a-sides and a seven-a-sides. See, when you get the ball in their half, you could be in their half for a good half an hour and they can't get out. But when you're in your own box, trying to get into that half playing out can be so, so difficult. Can it?
Aye. Why, what's difficult about it? You've got your spare player there with the goalkeeper. You've got a centre forward who should be whatever it's.
No, I think you'd 100%.
You could hit early.
No, we would always try encouraging it, but sometimes when a kid just launches it deep down, you're like, fucking brilliant. Honestly, and it's probably. Listen, it's rank because I'm big going playing.
I do see it now. I see a lot of coaches that will happily, kids no pass the ball to each other to win a game.
Just kicking it, aye. It's all air, mate, to be honest. It is. And I found. Here's an idiot here. Here's a man that's all for it.
How did you get on good?
We were alright. It was a scrappy game. Scrappy.
Hearing a lot of scrappy games that you're involved in recently.
There's no blame. I came away and I had a wee bit of reflection. I thought to myself, you know what? We've not played particularly well in the first four games, but we've won them all.
Outstanding.
It's a fucking great sign of a good team. It's a mentality shift.
Imagine when you top when you start playing a bit better as well.
I think we've really just raised it 5-10%.
Wow, can Dorrit flying, Bogger flying, what the fuck's going on at Pro? Not for me, that.
But we played some good football on that, the worst pitch in Scotland yesterday.
You were outstanding.
It's the best it's been for a while. Really good on that pitch.
I heard there was a bit of pressure.
T-shirts are nearly there.
Who ordered the championship T-shirt?
Who's an open to a bus driver?
Gary Holt driving it.
It's a great result for his mate, winner. As though it's been kind of in the mix for a wee while that he's were going to go and win it, but I know you still got a point.
To get Wednesday night against Civil, which is a hard place to go.
Home?
Nearly there, away, mate. Probably toughest away fixture in the league.
No God, mate. Sorry, I don't love you that much.
Oh, you're not Edinburgh anymore. I was thinking you could have came. By the way, happy birthday to Mr. Halliday, the grander.
Aye, mate.
Big Grandpa Halliday, aye, what a guy, man. 91.
Is he 91?
91.
That's fucking incredible, isn't it? I seen the picture, he looks great, mate.
Happy to get to 51.
Your mate put something
on. Oh, did she?
Did she send us another picture after? What, did you kiss him on, be honest, did you kiss
him? No, I didn't kiss him on the lips, mate.
Did you kiss him on the cheek?
I'll give him a cuddle. That's it.
See, when I made my debut at Motherwell, my dad sent me a message saying, I've probably not told you enough, but I'm really proud of you. I love you, son.
Oh, that's amazing.
And it took, since that moment, it took us 4 months to be able to look at each other. It made it that fucking awkward between the two. And I'm no joking, I'll never forget it. I remember he sent it and I went, oh no, what's he done here? Because we'll not be able to know, look eye to eye for a long
time. And was it ever mentioned again there?
No, need to.
Well, it brings us on to the first subject that I'm going to give you this week for and against, and it's public shows of affection.
Heavily against.
Are you, mate?
Heavily. I think it's the biggest out of them all that I've been against.
Really?
I think it's disgusting, mate.
What, you and the missus, you're not holding hands?
No,
what about?
No.
I think holding horns is different.
Aye, but even then I'm no comfortable, but public, the sort of like kissing in public, not getting after each other, no. That's shocking, man.
I'm not a man that does it, but do you know when I see a couple doing it, I've got a lot of time. Hell of a lot of time.
You can't take your eyes off it, mate.
No, it's disgusting.
Even the
mate.
First night I met Steph, me and her must have got off each other for a good 3 years. Just sat on a couch in cabin and just necked to each other for the full
time. A nightclub, but I'm talking about like.
No, it's bad though.
You think it's bad?
Aye.
Yeah.
I like that side.
What about you? You and Lynn would be a big...
I would probably... At the odd time, I would like maybe hold her hand or give her a wee kiss if I was out. Like, man, I would give her a kiss, definitely.
Awesome, I'm out.
Aye. Putting that for your time, Andy.
In the toilet?
What?
In the toilet?
Whoa, we need no cross lines here.
That's incredible.
Whoa, this gets
caught.
This gets caught.
No, but just what, in a restaurant?
Oh, cut that. Back in the day, aye, all the fucking time. See you in a minute.
Which is it?
Aye.
What about, actually, what you
said? I can't even talk this. No, this gets cut out, this bit.
Mate, it's funny, see, I remember when Mad Man Dad used to take us to Spain on the beach, and obviously it was always, the woman always had that.
It's mad how much that got you excited as a wee guy as well, wasn't it?
I remember, and they were lying and tap each other and going for it.
Who, your Mad Dad?
No, they did, but the couples were, and I always remember Mad going like, right, Monjurs, take your wings away, and my dad was like that. What don't Susan know? He was obviously buzzing.
He's like, he's a cutter, isn't it?
Right, go on, yes. But you did, mate. That, on the beaches, that blew your mind, didn't it?
Did you say you were for or against it?
I didn't listen, I need to be for now.
Brilliant. Next
Are
one.
Are you for it, by you?
I don't mind it, mate. I don't mind it.
I don't mind it.
I prefer other than holding hands, I prefer an arm round the shoulder. But Steph's fucking huge, mate, so I'm like that. 20th season at the back post, man.
Wee man trying his phone up.
Next, I'm going to put it into two. It's food related. First, scampi.
I like scampi.
I love scampi, mate. Bit scummy scampi. I think it gets a bad rep, scampi, doesn't it?
It's got to be young scampi.
Youngs,
and nice. It's got to be salad cream or
scampi. Oh, that. Do you know what else I like about
fries?
Scampi fries on it.
Scampi with coleslaw and chips, mate.
Aye.
Nah, coleslaw.
I'm all for that.
I don't mind scampi.
You should be locked up if you're eating coleslaw.
No.
Nah, I'm not a big coleslaw.
Coleslaw is dynamite.
Oh, coleslaw is fucking...
Homemade coleslaw.
No.
The homemade stuff's beautiful now, mate.
How do you get homemade?
You get like red cabbage.
Aye.
Is it a bit of onion, bit of carrot? Oh, beautiful, mate.
And then mayonnaise and salad cream rump mixed in. Oh.
My dad had scampi 3 nights a week in the house. Dinner. Loved it, mate.
Scampi and chips.
I've not had scampi for years, but I was never a huge fan. Like, it was just all right.
Collier's does an amazing scampi and chips.
I've never had that.
You've never had scampi?
Scampi fries.
No, you would have had it.
They're nice, but I've never had scampi.
For a dinner? Scampi fries.
Scampi fries. Aye, but I've never had scampi.
Right, so for or against? For.
I'm 100% for. It's just a nothing to me, aye.
So,
I'll probably say against because I don't eat it, so.
And then this is kind of linked to it's tuna.
I'm for tuna.
I'm fucking massively for tuna.
I like tuna.
I was mad for tuna when I was younger, but I just think that's what as times went on, that smells just kind of fish, just kind of
tuna pasta is my pre-match every Friday night.
Aye. Sweet corn, Andy.
See, tuna pasta, mate, with hunters and mayonnaise. It's incredible.
Every Friday night.
Tuna mayonnaise, right? Tuna on its own? No, thanks.
Tuna or salmon?
Tuna.
Tuna.
See, tuna, Kev, on its own, I had that after training, and I just take out the thing in a bowl with a bit of olive oil, a bit of salt and pepper. Oh,
that is stinking, though, innit?
I actually like the sardines on toast.
Oh, I love sardines, mate.
Aye.
Love sardines.
Love sardines.
Anchovies?
Aye. In a Caesar salad? Aye.
Beautiful.
Do you know what I love, mate? You are so fat in your inside.
Oh, like, mate, I'd love it. I'm fucking inside, starving aye. Constantly, mate, honestly. I'd love
you
to
love
get fat.
Food, man.
Tuna, for or against then?
I'm for.
I am fortunate, oh, big time.
I'm on the fence with it.
On the fin? On the what, sorry, on the fins?
Fence.
On the fence.
On the wall.
I thought you said on the fins, on like the fence. Fish's fins.
That's the fins.
By the way, I know you love this. I'm going to give you my wee shout out because it was unbelievable. Do you like your Mexican food?
Love it, mate.
Mate, Taco Van in Dumbarton.
Is it?
Honest to God,
just in Dumbarton.
She, Jilly had seen it on TikTok or something. We went to it on Saturday. It's one of the best I've ever had.
I'm going.
I can't remember what it's
Dumbarton's called. Fucking my. I never realised how far
incredible,
it
was.
Is it worth it?
What, Dumbarton? Are you saying Dumbarton Road or Dumbarton?
No, Dumbarton. That's your Dumbarton. I go beef birria tacos. Wouldn't
Dumbarton for tacos?
Taquitos and these imagine jalapeno hashes. Oh my God.
Dumbarton to Cumbernauld's about fucking 3 years, mate.
Right, what's the third one?
No, sorry, last thing just on your tuna. You know, you can get it either in brine or sunflower oil.
Sunflower oil for me.
I go brine. You go tuna in bathwater, don't you?
Would you order a tuna steak?
Nah, never.
I don't mind it, to be honest, but I wouldn't order
never. Right, last one.
Sexual related, 1,000,000%.
It's always sexual related. Yeah. And again, thanks to everyone who this is a follow on for last week. There was that many shagging with the socks on.
I'm
bored again.
Jumper on, I know.
Jumper on?
Socks and jumper. No word to lie.
Sweating your tits off now?
No.
Never. The jumper never comes off even when you're...
No, in the winter. Jumper and socks on all the time.
What, as in like a jumper you would wear out about the street, or your jumper that you wear to bed or kick about?
No, a jumper has been on.
He's football socks on, isn't he? Full all anyway. Shinnies in that. Shinnies on.
Yeah, but nice. What about you?
And, but have you ever had an instance where she's got, like, get the fucking socks on? No, I've had that before.
She's got them on and off. And the jumper. No, but
who goes to bed with socks on? I'm confused.
No, but just sometimes if it's like you're coming back for a nightclub, say this would be the time it would happen to me. You just take your clothes off, but you never think, like, 2 minutes while I fucking get this.
No, socks are off. Socks are off.
Socks are off, are they?
You just all out.
I'm all bollock naked.
Every time you do it, you're bollock.
Every time I'm bollock naked. See when I'm pre-planning it in my head, even though maybe she might know what had been the same wavelength as me. I'm up the stair 20 minutes early, I'm in for a shower, freshen up like fuck.
Brush your teeth, mate.
Brush your teeth a lot. Wee bit of dough, wee bit of aftershave, nah, jump out of bed.
Nah, you're a slob, mate. There's no way you're doing all that.
Fucking right, I am. Jump out of bed, then I wait 10 minutes, still no fucking tiny door moving. Wait 20 minutes, can't hear a thing.
See, when that's happened to it.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm bollock naked.
Mate, I'd honestly give you a grand to send me a picture of you lying naked in the bath with no water.
No water, same other night.
You ever done it with socks on?
Probably, but I'd probably be against. Aye, I think you need to take them off.
I'm against.
Aye,
I'm against.
Definitely against.
Darmer behaviour, innit?
Fall off of me.
For Kevin.
Against.
Brilliant. Any pet peeves just before we go into this?
Just the checkout. The checkout. What do you call them? Cashiers?
Glasgow Airport to park. The morning to the night, how much do you think?
That's a disgrace.
£75.
55 quid, mate.
It's a disgrace.
What the fuck? How is that 55 quid, mate?
I said to all the boys in that taxi chat, let's protest. Go and park the cars up at the entrance, block the fucking place out. Don't let anybody park.
Love it, Kevin.
Okay, I'll give you another one. Me and Kev talked about it before the show. How much do you have to pay for your boys' boots?
I'm no spending 240 quid on fucking boots, because I tell you right now, mate. It's no the boots. It's what's fucking in them. I'll get my boy the new plane.
Remember your dad used to say that to you? You've got to shut the fuck up, Dan, buy his head boots.
Then when he bought them, he'd shake his hood. That's just that.
He put his hand in the boot and shake your hood.
Nah, well, I'm not the price of it,
but £240 for a pair of kids' boots, though, mate.
And what? Strips. The strips have went up as well.
That's shocking.
No, I know the bulk they've been doing, but the. But the
mate,
taps now are.
There's a God's honest truth for this. See, for the age of maybe 13 to 16, I wore size 10 boots in the day. At 32 year old, I'm a size 8.
It's weird, that
man. My mum used to buy me size 10 boots all the time.
Why?
Saying you'll grow into them.
You never even
Whereas my feet never go back. I just did a size 8, so I'm still a size 8 now. I wore size 10s, mate, up to. I'd be lying if I said my debut levy, but like up to that year, 100%.
That's a pet peeve of mine. What? Partners that want to buy shoes that are too fucking big for the veins. Right, because you know what does my tits in?
Is this Linda talking about?
Ah, well, obviously. I bought Danny these boots for his birthday, right? Checked the size 5, I think. I went for the 5, put my thumb down at his toe. Fucking, there's about 3 thumbs worth. Too big, Danny. Get the size 4, put the 4 in, there's only 1 thumbs worth. Thought perfect, took him home, birthday present, boom, happy. I think they're too tight. No, they're not too tight. They're trying to fit my socks on. What's the difference with a football sock to a school sock?
That was another one your mum used to say. I see my school shoes. She'd be like, they're not too big, just wear a pair of football socks.
Yeah. I know, so I'm like, the time he grows into these big boots, they fucking got holes in them anyway. Uh-huh. 6 months.
You know what? I think you and Derek, you are the two heroes on goal, but who would you see as the top one? About him and Dale?
No, it's definitely Dale.
Kevin Kyle.
I think Kev, you've took it. Have
you been getting Kane for anything on Twitter this week?
Hey, what are we getting? I gave a wee bad shout last week saying John Shooter's the best defender Scotland.
Why is that a bad shout? Stick to your guns.
No, I'm cool with this. But everybody jumped on the bandwagon because John Shooter came on for 20 minutes and we get beat 4-0.
That is the worst way that happens, isn't it?
And I was happy after that shout,
and they all started tagging me and I was like, Mute conversation.
Your mate messaged you Saturday, didn't he?
Oh, my mate, he says you're getting caned on that podcast this week, the comments. I'm like, mate, why the fuck would you have it? Saturday night, mate. Oh. He's out with his mates and he's texting me to tell me that. You psychopath.
See, when I got to that Twitter or X, where you call it, and it comes up with the blue bit and it says 14 notifications or something. I just turned the phone back off again.
Oh, 100%.
And I think to myself, what? I quickly say to myself,
see on the
what
X
did you
thing?
Say? What did you do? And then I was like, they're coming in here the day of the fear. 14 things, it was a dark sign with commandment.
By the way, Andy, just before we go into the football, your trainers are screamers, mate.
Right there, mate.
Love them.
Stick them on the table, mate, let everyone see them.
Ah, they are quite nice, Andy.
Oh, fuck.
What kind are they, Andy?
I don't think people will like them.
But what kind are they?
New Balance.
They know as well.
Fucking hell, man. They've actually got holes in them everywhere. See, where would you stand just before, this is a football hang, where would you stand if the national flag had changed colour?
What do you mean?
England's always referring to England, the cross and the strip.
I've never seen it, what is
it? St George's flag's obviously red and white, and they put it red and purple.
Oh, right.
If Scotland flag get changed colour on the tap.
Mate, then, I wouldn't give a fuck. Things like that, I would never give a fuck.
Oh, no.
So, that's a new jumper, that's never been seen before.
It has.
Is it?
I don't shop. I only recycle the same thing every 2 or 3 weeks. I think, did I wear that?
No. What about that? You're not buying his boy's boots, but he's wearing the Alexander Roy Keane's.
No, they're not. They're for Zara, 30 quid.
Good on you, Biggin.
Fucking hell.
Snoddy's coming to the Hydro. What a guest, lad.
Huge. Big guest.
I've never met
Snoddy. Doesn't do a lot of things, mate.
No.
So it's a bit of coup. Is that the word? Coup?
A coup.
There's a tension between me and Snoddy as well.
Is there? So do you need to be
about fireworks on stage. We've been at a few meals with Twos, and for whatever reason, Twos got on well, but when we're there, something will just snap and the Two's locked.
Both of you are choking to be the funniest.
I think that is
part of it, but I don't know. I just think there will be fireworks on the stage with us two.
What, as in fight? He would punch you about that stage, mate.
Oh, I've heard
he's a monster.
Aye, he would batter.
I know this means nothing to people watching, but like you says, I genuinely, when we spoke about trying to get him, I was like, he'll not do it. No chance. Doesn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the fact that we've got him's, he's comfortably the funniest person I've ever met.
Uh-huh.
Comfortably.
Is it? Because you hear all these.
I think it's different because, I find you three funny, I find Charlie funny. But see, when you've been in a dressing room with somebody and you're with them every day, that's when you're like.
You know.
You know.
Him and Budge were in a car school, weren't you?
And she was hilarious. I know about it.
Was he funnier than her, wasn't he?
Just.
But it's not anything about the British company is. Stories are brilliant. So he'll be outstanding.
Very, very good game.
Andy's quite he's new, just retired, isn't he?
Retired for
stories everyone will know.
And he's proper patriotic, like loves
scoring. Scored a few goals for Scotland as well, along the way. Dean scored a hat trick?
Aye. Malta.
Malta.
Don't know if you know, but we got to Euro 95 under 19 final. I've never heard of
him. Did he play in that
team? Yeah, did you?
So he was in that team.
Did you doing a 40 minute segment in the Hydro about that? She said to you.
By the way, we should talk about it though.
I tell you, some of the things that I'm hearing for the Hydro, because I've obviously been in and out.
It's good to come to all the meetings.
I can only apologise. But some of the things I'm hearing is genuinely blowing my head right off me.
I mean, we have literally said this every time, right? But I think the fact, because this is like all about Scotland, all geared towards the Euros, I think it's got to be something.
Do you know, I hate people that say stuff like what we just said there, as in to try like. This is the truth. The stuff that are the ideas and the videos and what's going to happen on stage is unbelievable.
I think anyone that's been to the Hydros know, like, they must be able to see, like,
every time somebody does a football show at the Hydro, there's not many Peter Dixon.
Who else does football shows at the Hydro?
But anybody does a football show across the UK, it's normally just sit down, have a chat, and that's the easy part. But we're actually putting on a show, and some of the ideas, and fair play to somebody that come up with them, outstanding.
No, the VT will be incredible, man.
The VTs are going to be out of this
world. And there's a huge mere surprises coming and guests getting announced as the week's going, so keep your eyes peeled.
Get the last of the tickets.
It's only the cheap tickets left,
isn't it? There's also another excuse, there's another tiny wee guest coming on, you're going to get that.
That'll be the first sight of the wee man. I actually see the tickets up in the tap.
Aye.
Brilliant.
Aye, I sat there for Kevin Britton.
And that is good.
It's a good view up there.
It'll be an incredible night.
What's your favourite show you've been at, Hydro?
Kevin Bridges, mate, honestly.
Are you pissing yourself, eh?
You've
said to me before that you didn't think he's funny.
See this stuff.
Pissing myself.
Kevin Bridges.
Who's it you like, Roy Chubby Brown, you say?
Oh, Kevin Bridges.
I saw Kevin Bridges at the Hydro, I thought he was funny.
He's funny. Paolettini passed me today in Byers Road.
Did you speak to him now?
Gave a second look.
There you go.
Second look, aye.
I'm still in advance.
Are you going to start that?
Still in advance talk, should we, man? Need to wrap that wee man.
What's finances
in it? Just depend. We'll sort it out. Don't want to say too much about him, but
Brilliant.
I do think.
Give us a wee game of Sam Kennedy.
No, because the one you watched last night, the singer was outstanding. Will Young.
Wait till you, because we're recording this on Monday and the Hot Wings is not in it. His Will Young voice is incredible. You need to let it go. Sing it, come on.
No.
Sing it, come on. Give us one Will Young song.
It's got to be off the cuff.
Who's your favourite ever X Factor winner? You looked like Big Sam Thingy. What's her name? Sam.
Best X Factor winner.
I've never really watched that many.
Let's talk about football.
Right, let's go. Right, Scotland, take it away.
Take it away, Paul.
So,
how was the best?
Talk us through this first minute to 90th. Go.
It's where you sit on this. There's two camps.
Oh, I know, but you sit on it with me.
There's two camps that will say a good performance, but on the other camp, they'll go, you've been beat 4-0. So, what camp are you?
The camp for me is you take the positives out of the game. And the positives when we knocked that ball about and were on the front foot, I thought we were very good. I thought Billy Gilmour was everything that I think Scotland fans had hoped to be. He was outstanding. I thought Lauren Shanklin's coming for a wee bit of harsh criticism, but I think
he's good. Well.
Yeah. You've got to remember, Lauren Shanklin's Disney play for Scotland every other time he's been called up. So to play for Scotland, get a start, and they're up against Van Dijk and Aki. Mm-mm. Van Dijk, maybe one of the best defenders in the world at this present time. It's no easy. I thought he did everything well.
You think he's better than the wee Geardock centre half?
No, the wee guys. No.
He's a flair as well.
But for me, I thought we'd knocked the ball about quite well. The thing is for us is we just don't take our chances when we get them.
The players were very
good. Christy had a couple of good headers. On another day, he probably thinks maybe could have got one. I thought Shanklin hit the ball. He did everything right. He's just lifted it too high.
Yeah.
Composed. Did everything right. Just lifted it too high. I thought we were good. I thought there was definitely positive signs.
So see, when you just saying I never got to see the game because I didn't have Viya play, but to be saying knocking it, was it total football for back playing through the thirds?
I thought Scotland were excellent, mate. I really did. But they had a 20-minute spell where Tolan battered them and scored three goals. But for the first whistle, I thought Scotland were a better team.
Aye.
Go after Holland, press them high, and you've got the likes of, as you said, Van Dijk, Aki, and forcing them into errors, like forcing them into so many errors. Yep. Where Scotland win the ball, 25 yards, 30 yards out for goal.
What was Scotland press? Talk to Scotland press.
Well, Billy Gilmour was the main one, which surprised me a wee bit.
Do you want it back on?
This is the time for it. Interesting to see.
They were desperate to play it for the goalie, weren't they?
Aye, but I always think if you're thinking like Scotland, if somebody's winning it high up the pitch, it's a Christie or a McGinn, isn't it? But it was Billy Gilmour or Scott McTominay like stealing it. Obviously, McTominay steals it for Shankly's chance. Billy Gilmour had one. 1-2 with Shankly's shot. But I think for us to go to the next level, I think we have to be having the type of approaches we did against Holland.
Yeah,
because I think we've done it at Denmark at home at Hampden, and that's personally the best I've seen Scotland play for years. And Denmark were a proper team, beat them 2-0.
Yep.
And then for me, that's the next level, going to the likes of Hollands and Germany's and all these teams and having a go. And because that for me is a progression. And I think this is where it's hard as fans. Where you just say, 4-0, you get battered. But they never got battered. Like, as a coach, you talk about taking the positives away. That is a blueprint for Scotland moving forward. You play that game again with their chances, you don't lose 4-0, you probably win with the chances that Scotland had compared to Holland. But it's just disappointing, obviously. I think that's six games without a win now. But I was really, really impressed with Scotland.
I would compare what you've just said, and it's a very good point. I watched a bit of Ireland versus Belgium, I think it was Saturday. And Jonas Hayes was right.
Is he the manager, Jonas? He stepped in.
Ireland, for me, were like the old Scotland, where they would sit back and give Belgium respect. Whereas Scotland didn't really sit back and give Holland respect. Scotland actually thought, you know what? If we get at them, they're there to be had. And the only thing that was lacking was we didn't take one of the chances when we had the opportunities. Had we took one of those chances and maybe went 1-0 up, I think we go on and win the game possibly, maybe like quite comfortably.
You must feel them, because you obviously know what it's like to go over there, put in a good performance, come back with your tail between your legs. Oh, fuck. I think they've actually modelled it on your...
Clark spoke to us how to go about it, and I said, you've got to go for it. All out. Go for it and try the lot. And I mean, try the lot. The lot. But as I said to him, you will receive criticism when you can manage to get ahead. And it might be a carry-on, but you've got to keep going. Keep going with it. The players, Robertson, McGinn and Gilmour, I'm sure we've done interviews after the game, they were really, really angry with because they did play well, and you're coming away with a 4-0 aye. Defeat.
Mm.
And they, I mean, they the mentality, the last
15, 20 minutes where we lost three goals, it was just really, really. I know they made a sub at 70, put three, I think they put Lewis on, they put John Suter on, and they put, I can't remember who else was on, but they made three subs, I think it was. And I wouldn't say we fell apart. It just looked like it was bad defending.
Mm-hmm.
In all honesty, it was. It was either trying to step up, no falling runners, yeah, slipping boys in, and the corner's far too easy. The biggest guy in the park.
You saying that, Kev, right? Seen the last 20 minutes when you watch it back, Scotland were actually, see when they conceded other goals, they're deep in a structure.
Too deep.
So see when Scotland actually had a goal and pressed them yep. high, Holland never cut through them once.
No,
that's not when they conceded any chances. It was actually when they were in a shape and allowing Holland to pass it about.
Aye.
Standout for me was Billy Gilmore. I thought he was the best player on the pitch.
Yep.
By a country mile.
Anyone
I thought
he
was
good?
Outstanding.
What's your team, mate? I just thought
I thought Shanks was really good. I thought Christie was good. I think McGinn and McTominay for me, like,
what did they do?
What you see is what you get. That's what,
aye.
I think they're just consistent, aren't they, when it comes to Scotland. I've seen a lot of people saying they thought Nathan Patterson was really good. I think Nathan Patterson's a lot better than what he showed.
I thought he was alright for something that's
been playing week in,
week out.
But for me, I'm
and Sean Dyche just slapped him, didn't he?
But mate, I tell you,
did you read that? No. Sean Dyche slapped him or something. That was weird, that story, wasn't it?
Scotland have got a lot of quality in their team, haven't they? I tell you what, right,
I do Craig Gordon back in goals. I know he's no playing for Hearts, but that's what
would
I
mean. Would you,
if I'm going to Euros, he's my number one.
I'm going to ask you right now, as it stands, what is your starting 11 for Germany? Because it's a lot harder than you think than just saying him, because tell you what, you're leaving out either a Callum McGregor, a Billy Gilmore,
I think it'll be McGregor, Gilmore, McGinn, and McTominay, and Shankland up front.
Shankland,
do you think so?
That's what I would go. I said Che Evans, but have you?
Ched Evans.
The more I see it,
no,
Ched Evans.
I think Shankland. I think he's done enough.
What's your back five?
I think that's the biggest headache you'll have.
Your wing backs is that
Tierney, Porteous, and Hyatt Henry.
Aye, that'll no change Hickey, much. That'll no change.
Aye, Robertson, Hickey's the wing backs.
Aye,
and then Tierney, and then the other two are up for grabs a wee bit, I think. But
Tierney, did they beat France?
I've heard Hickey's struggling, mate.
Aye,
struggling to make it.
Hope not.
No way.
He's outstanding. Even
O'Donnell back in it.
I've told you a wee insight, haven't I? Like every single time, I was obsessed with asking players when they come back who's the best player training, like your thingy. Everyone says McTominay and Hickey. Every single time.
Hickey's well,
is it? Say McTominay or Hickey.
I said 3 years ago that I think, just 3 years ago, I said Hickey will end up at Man City.
Right. Some
I think he's that good.
I'm not going to name
this person. Not Man City, is it Brentford?
No, but he will end up at Man City. I know that didn't make any sense.
Someone actually says to me that Scott McTominay is
Hickey will be at Man City. Right, he's no.
Somebody says to me that Scott McTominay is the best trainer every single day.
He's a machine, Tony. I see him in the tap.
He's massive and all.
He looks like he enjoys training that boy.
Germany, there's going to be an announcement coming soon for us, the boys.
Aye, what were they in?
I tell you what, did you see Germany's opening goal?
No.
Wow. All over it, man.
How good's that? 6 seconds or something.
Six seconds.
Tony Cruz gets it for the kickoff. Kindak faces
run, as if he's running back to the goalie, mate. And then just reverses through the lines.
Cruz is a joke, isn't he?
Do you know...
Did he look good, Germany?
I never watched that.
I watched the game back, actually, just obviously.
What, you watched it in rewind?
Aye.
Back away?
No, for the 90th, didn't the first. Just, like, watched it back, as in the full 90, and... as much as Germany had in that last few years, when you first heard that you were getting Germany, you're like, but I think Scotland, because they've been poor in tournaments, but the worry for me is if they can get it right, which they did v France, they scare the life out of me, the players. Mm. Really, really scared. Tony Cruz has obviously came back in. I mean, the front, that sort of free in front of the striker. I mean, Arteta's almost reinventing Havertz is that sort of false nine and getting in, and he looks if he can fit in to play that, and then that three there with Musiala, Wirtz, and I think it'll be probably Sané then they play, I think, but at times v France and they play away to France, at times in that game in the second half it was actually getting awkward to watch. France couldn't get anywhere near them.
Could they run it?
No, it was honestly
brilliant. Were Germany good or were France poor? Because obviously France have been good for a long time. Are they maybe coming to a point where
I think there's so much expectation on Germany, though. I think it could.
Aye, no, there will.
It's in front of the home crowd. Do you know? I think this must be a factor as well. Germany, see, by the time they play Scotland, they wouldn't have played a competitive international match for nearly 2 years.
Hey, but how,
so obviously they don't play a qualifying campaign.
I know, but how does that? How's that? I know it's hard to know the now, but I wonder how that has actually worked out for the other nations that have hosted tournaments. How they've done when they've not played a competitive game, but. I was really honestly so optimistic when Germany was sort of that main team in the group, but some of the players scare the life out of me.
Listen, it's going to be a tough game, no doubt about it.
The opening game might suit Andy, just as in if you can frustrate them a wee bit on the home crowd, might start to feel.
Well, like, as in drop off and sit off them?
No, I don't. No, not at all, the opposite. Right. As in frustrate them and get after them and maybe score that early goal.
And that, sit off. And they'll have an expectation because. It's obviously in Germany that a lot of people will be tipping them to win it.
Aye,
100%. So I think there's a lot of pressure on Germany. I'm honestly quietly confident that Scotland will go through the group.
See,
half the third place teams go through as well.
We've got good players that can get through this group.
And I'm going to be honest, when you said about the four big players, they didn't blow my socks off any names, mate.
Mustiala?
He does, other than the other three, Havertz.
Sané.
Sané, alright.
Vertz is flying this season.
Vertz is flying.
Then you've got Toni Kroos come back.
He's about 38.
He's outstanding though, mate. He's flying the Champions League.
I know, but it's not a Germany team of the past, mate. But you're every name you're thinking, holy fuck.
They've got Rüdiger, who's better than John Stones.
Did you see what Mbappe done to him, mate? Oh my
better
god.
Better than John Stones, eh?
Oh, Stones is the best centre half in world football, man.
He was Doug Shipe.
Who's the two fullbacks?
They've actually dropped Kimmich for centre mid and to play right back. And then they've got another guy, I think he's called Mr. Staff, they've just brought him. I'm sure that's his name. He's brought him from Stuttgart, he's about 27. I don't know if he will be the
journeyman.
They've actually brought another guy in for a big fucking destroyer for Leverkusen, Andrich. Who is it? Andrich? They brought him into centre mid, which might almost help the forward players to just go.
The Khedira role?
Aye.
Sammy Khedira, remember that?
Aye. But
Havertz is the centre forward?
Aye.
I think he will go with him now because the season's having with Arsenal. But the other boy they've got, you'd be better at fucking Big Phil Crook. He's honking a shite, mate. Honestly.
Is he?
Big Phil Crook, horrific.
Oh, you shouldn't have said that, mate. That's clipped after the first game, isn't it? Big Phil Crook hat trick after
that. Big Phil Crook hat trick,
Phil Crook for Fenny Crook.
Would Suter still be in your back three? Are you going to retract your statement or are you going
to
go on double down, Kev?
He's going to have a fucking storm of the morning against Northern Ireland, isn't he?
I think.
Aye. He's going to be composed. He's going to come up with a fucking heat up the back post, that big fucking mallet of his. And then he'll be on the bench for the first game against Germany.
Do you think there's a lot? There's not a lot in between the other centre halves, isn't there?
No. See if you're going to actually.
He's a loyal guy, Tony. He'll stick with the three that's.
See if you're going to dissect the game and get really critical, you could say that Jack hit a. Henry got too tight to some players, got rolled a few times, got bullied, got the wrong side of players pulling back. So you can be overcritical. John Suter maybe coming on, maybe not up to match speed, maybe no four runners could have stepped up a wee bit quicker. There's all these things to look into, but the 20-minute armchair fan thinks, oh, remember Kevin Kerr said that, I'm going to go and have...
One of the goals that Suter got criticised for me, wasn't his fault.
No.
I think it was the fourth.
That
somebody proper overcovers. So it might be Patterson at the time dealing with somebody 1v1. Was it Portis?
The one that stepped in and should have stepped
Portis
up.
Portis proper overcovers with 2v1, and then it's just a domino effect. Like everyone's not got their man after that, and it's cut, go.
What's your team then? You've asked us which is
Robertson, Hickey. Woody, I think you'll go with.
What would you go with? No interest in what he'll go with.
Robertson, Hickey. Back three, Tierney. It's hard because I don't see Jack Henry. The only time I ever see him is playing with Scotland. But for me, I'm watching John Suter every week, so I'd probably pick John Suter. And then the third one.
Henry's got about $2 billion in his bank for
it. He's no arse, is he?
Hopefully, he cashes boys off at the tournament.
big Phil Crook.
Portis and McKenna's a toss up for me. What one I would go with?
Where's McKenna went?
I'd probably go with Portis because McKenna being, I'm sure, is he not a left footed? You've obviously got Tierney in there. I don't know, I quite like the balance of a left foot or Portis and maybe.
And then
you say Portis is better on the ball.
McTominay and Gilmore
defender?
Have to play.
Possibly. But then saying that, Portis can be a very, very good defender, just sometimes a wee bit rash. But I like how Portis can sometimes zip with the ball. Maybe Porteous hit. Porteous.
Right, come on, what are you going with your back three?
McTominay. Tierney, Suter. I'll go with McKenna. And then I'll go I'll go McTominay, Gilmore, McGregor, McGinn, Shanks.
And by Robertson and Hickey?
Aye, Robertson and Hickey, aye.
Get you?
I'll go with a two.
Two?
And a half.
That's never going to happen, though.
Why?
I just think I'd rather put, as with a Christie.
Get another midfielder?
Like if a Christie or a Gilmore or a somebody needs to come out, I'd rather.
So what shape are you playing here?
I quite like that idea, Paul.
Right, come on, gaze the shape and how it's going to work.
Can it work for you, Pete? Really can't work out my head.
Just start screaming. 4-4-3
just went there. 4-4-3.
A 4-5-1.
4-4-3.
We should never fucking say that. We should never come up with that.
Right, come on, what's your shape?
Scotland kid.
4-3-3.
Says 4-4-3.
Right, come on, what's 4-3-3?
I think so, mate.
With two natural wide wingers.
4-3-3, or are we going 4-5-1, are we dropping? What are we doing?
Come on, engage your team.
I'm not, honestly, mate. The point I was only trying to make here was get one of the extra midfielders in. So I would just say that the team. Or drop man who's centre half to get a midfielder in, so what date?
What centre half is drop man?
Do you know what I mean? I'm no sitting on the fence, because I think since I have come back, I have been very much sitting on the fence a lot, which I hate to do, and I hate pundits out there. Few come to mind, but no, I'm not what to say. But
no, I need a name, can I say that? No, I put a name.
But I think the centre half, there's no a lot to.
I'd agree with you. I don't think there's
I think they need to do a challenge or them. In front of Clark to see naked well or whatever challenge Clark comes up with, I think the four of them have got to get put in front of him and see
what sort of challenge like Steve Clark would come up with.
Oh no
Lynn. What have you done?
Do you still talk?
Answer it.
Please answer it, put your speaker.
Hello. No, I'm doing the podcast.
Oh no.
Right,
say sorry.
Okay, bye, love you.
Are you not home though? No, she knows the answer to that. Why do women do that?
It's because the kids have got swimming. And you know when we were supposed to do the podcast today, but Andy thought he'd go to the kids' school. Aye, we'll just wait for Andy.
Well, it was 2:30 and I got here at 2:45.
Aye, you're doing well, to be fair. Right, anyway.
Right, on to the domestic stuff. Michael O'Neill linked to the Aberdeen job.
They'll be raging with that.
Oh, typical. You know, another person that's been Scottish football.
I'll play devil's advocate here with Michael O'Neill. No, as in... What makes him a good appointment?
He's done really well at Northern Ireland at international level. Playing against top teams with lesser players and done really well.
Stoke.
I think he done alright, didn't he? But like Stoke.
And what is his style? Is it a good style of play?
Hard to say what he's done, because like I said, mate, it very much was being hard to beat.
But
under Northern,
because the teams he's coming up.
I think he's got a good pedigree now.
But what 100%. What I would say is. Look at Lenny's pedigree and Aberdeen fans, look what he's done. They said he'd be a terrible appointment. So
I mean, listen, the fans, what they're thinking. Some of the stuff they...
Yeah, what do you think? Good appointment? I think it'd be a great appointment.
I think it'd be a good appointment. But again, as I say this all the time, you don't know until he's in the door. And after a couple of years, you can judge if he's done well or no. But for me, for what Aberdeen are looking for, I just think they need to figure out as a club what direction are we going, like what type of football do we want to play, do we want to promote for the youth system and find a manager that suits that way. I don't think that's what they've done over the last few years.
I think when they appoint a manager, they need to come out and say this is the route we're going down, this is how we're going to set up, and this is how the club's moving forward. If they don't, for me, they're setting up the manager they bring in for a field, because at this moment in time, unless it's somebody massively left field, like a foreign name that comes in from somewhere where we've never heard of, then that's the only chance I think somebody like that's got, like that kind of like free shot at it, because the fans won't know too much about him. Whereas Lenny, Martin O'Neill, Michael O'Neill,
Alec Neil,
Shaquille O'Neill.
They're
all just going to get criticised straight away. Like they're going to fail before they get started. So
need to stack a couple of hits on the goal, on the top of the goal.
Neil Warnock, get him back in.
Neil.
They like a Neil. But no, for me, I don't know who's going to fit that Aberdeen job. But
man, you say Michael O'Neill was linked to the Celtic job not long ago.
Michael O'Neill
was he at one stage? Nah, I'm sure he was. Aye, was. Michael has been like the Celtic job before. I think that'd be a great appointment for Aberdeen. He was brilliant, mate. After it, we sat and spoke football, mate, in terms of
what he's saying.
And he was really impressive, mate, when I sat and spoke to him. Scottish game, didn't he? Played at Dundee United. His coaching staffs.
You said there, but he's done well with Northern Ireland. They've been hopeless for the last few years, aye.
Ah, that wasn't him, though, was it?
That wasn't him, mate.
No, I know, but. See how
you
get
that on Mike O'Neill, but he's not.
I know, but I'm.
Hey, why Mike O'Neill? No, no, I'd be fucking hopeless. Sitting in the
room. Take that bit. Take
that bit. No, no.
Aye, that's good. Pint for that.
For a bath pick, we'll take it.
Okay, it's a deal.
The take on Ross County this weekend, massive match. Would a win get Aberdeen out of trouble? Would that be enough?
I think. Are
you? Right?
I would love
Aberdeen to get... ain't going down, mate.
Do you not think that?
No, no way.
No.
I'd love to see the table again.
See, what's your thinking behind this, though? Because Ross County are winning games of football, they're picking up points. Aberdeen have, what, won one game in 10 or something?
One game in 12, I think, maybe.
Right, so how can they not go down?
That's
they can't go down because they'll finish. If they do finish second bottom, there's maybe a championship beating Aberdeen.
Can I tell you something, right? And I don't mean that's disrespectful.
Because did Dundee United and Race Rovers kind of decide who wants to win that league now?
Nah.
Right? Let's be like, Jim Goodwin should have had Dundee United out of sight in my eyes. Right? But they're no. They're now 2 points ahead with Race Rovers got a game in hand. So Race Rovers go and win their game in hand. Dundee United and what they're paying their players and the budget they have, they should be romping that championship. Then you've got Partick Thistle, who's probably about 15 points behind Race Rovers. And then you've got fucking second bottom on like 20 points. If they win 2 games in hand, they'll go fourth. So you can't tell me that any of the 3 teams below.
But you never know that.
Never know in a one-off game.
One-off games, because all the pressure's on the dawn.
It's not a one-off game. It's not a two-legged thing.
Two-legged, David.
That one-off game, aye. That one-off game.
For me, Aberdeen had a 5% chance of relegation when Neil Warnock was a manager, and that for me is gone now.
And that.
Have
you got any players playing?
It sounds harsh, right? But it's clear to see the Neil Warnock just wasn't working. Aberdeen, simple as that.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So I think now that he's gone, Peter Leemans came in. They've played well the last couple of games.
They played well for you?
Aye, first half especially, they were good. They've got good players, aren't they? Like, yeah. They have got really good players. They just need somebody to get the best out of them. And for me, they've no chance of going down. No chance.
All right. These games are horrendous as a player, aren't it? Do you ever get them when you're down the bottom?
Aye, no, they are. But what you've got to remember is that Aberdeen, what we've got, is it 8 games left this season? 7 or 8?
Eight.
So how many have we got before the split?
3.
3, right. So 3 games before the split. So say Aberdeen don't win 3 games and they don't get in the top 6, right? They're in that bottom. They beat St Johnstone, they beat Livingston. That's enough to stay above second bottom. You can't tell me they're not going to beat Livy and St Johnstone.
St Johnstone beat them a couple of weeks ago.
I know, but...
Cut that.
That was at
you're saying, it was under...
It was a pitch.
Back again.
Are we getting turned up tonight? Don't worry, mate.
Was that Patoni? Was that Patoni?
Aye, 2-0.
Fucking that guy, mate.
What a genius, man.
That's the only game I've ever watched.
Bernard Lange was the Germany manager.
Oh, that was a belt of that last year. Bernard Lange.
Oh, that was incredible. Shaq O'Neill this week. Bernie Langer last
big Bernie, man.
He's like that wee number I've turned up in a day.
Different class. Shaq's zipper, isn't
it? It is Shaq's jacket, aren't you?
No bad, isn't
it? I thought it was a scope.
But you are like the least likely looking basketball player of all time, isn't it?
No, no.
No, we Steve Thingy for the Bulls.
No, no. Larry Bird's double, mate. And he's my twin, that boy. By the way, Hearts have been busy, boys, haven't they?
Well, see, before we go on this, sorry. It's off the script, but just because it's that relegation battle, what did you make of that Championship to Louis Moult's goal at the weekend?
Aye, some finish, that.
Mate, what a fucking goal is it?
Edge of the ball. Halfway line.
5 yards inside to the halfway line. On the bounce, fuck you right on the goalie's head.
Brilliant.
Barring I'd like to say a congratulations to Airdrie winning the...
Brilliant, mate, for Scottish football.
Good game, by the way. Right, good game.
Did you watch it, Andy?
I did, aye.
I never, like, proper focused on it, but I watched, like, large parts of it.
Great finish by the boy for the winner. Great finish.
Done great there, ain't he, Reece? What a job he's done, man.
Talking about big things, then, but until he decides to hang up the boots, he'll probably be quite happy just being player manager at Airdrie, yeah?
I think this will be his last year playing.
Think so.
I could be wrong.
Has he played a lot?
But I just think he's getting a lot of attention.
Are they still playing as well? Obviously, I don't watch them as much.
I didn't get to see them. No, I know Reece, I'd imagine so.
Are they still playing, trying to play football out for the bag? Yeah. That clip that went round at the beginning of the season where they paid fucking 15, 20 passes. Obviously, our team only pressed them, so it looked great, better than what it was. Right? No, we've got to beat about the bush, Andy. That's the reality of it all. I want to know whether they're still playing to those levels of football, because obviously everybody is talking about them. They are sitting nice in the league.
Yeah, doing well.
Doing well. They might have a wee chance
of going up.
Aye, in the playoffs.
That last playoff place is up for grabs, isn't it?
Oh, it's massive up for grabs.
Morton looked as if they were set to get it. Now they went, what was it, 15 games unbeaten? Then they've had one.
What do you think's up with the United?
I don't want to be too harsh, mate, but anytime I watch them, I can't really see what they're trying to do.
Aye.
And don't look great at all, do they?
No.
Because see with Wraith, they were kind of like
watching Wraith to Dundee.
They were like, for me, they got on a right good run. I think they won quite a lot of games on their own, and they've been kind of a wee bit up and down. But every time you think Dundee United's going to get away from them, they mess up, and then Wraith then put. I think Wraith's got a big, massive game coming up against.
Wraith are playing Dundee United next. That's who they play United at Tannadice.
Aye.
Rafe make a lot of changes every game. Makes four or five changes every game, which I think's maybe I got maybe too many good. Brought a couple of players in January. Maybe got too many good players now.
Aye.
Whereas United kind of stick to their 11, don't they?
And as good as the top of the league is for a race, the bottom is interesting, because obviously I think there's Arbroath
didn't turn.
So they're down, but that place, that playoff place.
Big Dunk.
That's a few.
Inverness, Ayr. Bruny, Queen's Park, aren't they totally out the woods in the...
Oh, they're on some run, though.
They're being hard to beat, by the way. Liam Craig and Callum Davidson are doing really well in there.
Good appointment, that, isn't it? Yeah. Right, we're on at Hearts, Paul, take it away.
Early business, and I love it. I absolutely love the business I've done. Danda was... That was a while back, wasn't it? And now, I mean, one of the players of the season was Spittle. It's absolutely heartbreaking for Motherwell, though, isn't it?
You going to enjoy your relegation battle next year, mate?
I know, disappointing. No, listen, he's had a brilliant season. And you always know when players have done that well and they're out of contract, it's going to be hard to keep them. But for me, Hearts are doing what Rangers and Celtic used to do 10 years ago. They're just taking all the best players for other clubs for nothing. So for me, it's smart business. I really like James Penrice. I've said that for a while as well. Danda's been Ross County's best players for the last sort of 2-3 years. So it's just smart, intelligent business, isn't it? You're not paying any fees. All three of them are of a good age. So there's a chance they can obviously kick on and improve as well, but I mean, the Hearts squad's going to be massive next
Hearts
year.
I said 3 years ago James Penrice should play with Man City.
Oh, did you?
And now what?
They must have some players. Like, surely there must be a lot of players at Hearts like come to the end of their contracts this year.
Do you know what? I was talking about that to a pal today. Like, I don't think they do.
Football pal or just normal pal?
Just a football pal.
Oh.
But I was talking to it like... It's actually quite a big squad already, but the fact they've made three early signings for next year, listen, good on them. We're going to be in Europe.
I know Hearts have done good business. I'm also contacting the boys at Livy and getting big fucking
Teddy Yenge.
Big Yenge.
If he plays one up, mate,
I'm with you, mate.
I thought David plucked him up for somewhere. For Australia, for the sort of who's doing it, maybe.
India.
He's on
remember I said that to him?
India.
You've signed the boy for India. He's like, no, but you were right, mate.
I fucking was right. That's incredible.
You were right. We go along with this. Spittle and Danda have probably been the best midfielders outside the like Rangers this
Danda's
year.
Right up there.
Aye, be up there. Watson will be up there for Kelly
Miller.
Where does Danda play in a Hearts team?
10.
Ten.
He can only play 10, really. In my opinion,
he's
never going to play deep.
Who's been playing there for Hearts?
George Grant or Shanks
or Vargas.
Is Forrest ever went in there? No,
Boyce when he's fit.
always either played winger, wing back, or striker.
Some squad.
But there again, where do Spittle play? Spittle not 10?
10, aye. But that's what Spittle's I mean, good. So though. See that 10 position? You've got Danda, Spittle, Liam Boyce, who for me is a joke. Mm. I've said it forever. Liam Boyce fit is ridiculous. That's three in that 10 position already. George Grant, 4. The boy Fraser, who's on loan for Charlton, so you'll know be next year. But like they've got so many, maybe like they've got competition a lot of places.
And then I think of the midfield, like, chucking like the German boy, is it who the Wolf? What's his name?
Bernd Langer.
No, wait. Number one, he's Australian.
Is he?
Kevin Kyle.
Junhoff.
I thought he was German.
Australian.
Sounds like David Hasselhoff. He was American.
That's unreal, man.
The big German boy.
Is he
Wolf?
German, no?
Australian.
Do you know, though, there is a Wolf in who is German?
Who?
Tim on Gladiator.
Lana.
Lana Wolf.
Remember Wolf and Gladiator? Wolf and
Gladiator. He was a horrible bastard, Timberlake.
He was
terrifying. You're a wee
boy. Oh, mate, there's a pet peeve, and I think you've called it. What's Gladiators for the first time Saturday night?
Pish.
That Bradley Walsh and his boy, fuck off.
Oh, man.
Who's worse?
His boy Bradley just gets a gig because his dad's Bradley Walsh. He's
Bradley and his boy are Ross Kemp and fucking his dad, Roman.
Ross Kemp? No,
what do you call the Kemps? What do you call the Kemps? Roman and
Ross Kemp and Steve McFadden, Fallon Grant.
Ross Kemp's dad, Roman.
What's his name? Roman Kempin, what's his dad's name?
Roman Kemp's about 18.
The guy who said Roman Kemp. He was an EastEnder.
They two are just as bad.
He's a legend in EastEnders.
They two are just as bad.
Oh, you are. It's a
fight between the Kemps and the Bradleys.
No, it's the Walshes, not the Bradleys.
Come inside.
Oh,
Clark, to ref, isn't he?
I'm going to say this, guaranteed. You used to get excited watching the Gladiators.
Loved it.
Jay.
Off.
I know, excited.
I turn this off, you'd have to leave it. Fucking leave it.
No, but that was what a show that was. Actually, if anybody from Open Goal can contact the Gladiators, I would love to do.
What, to face them?
Go round them, aye.
Mate, what go round them or what? Compete?
Aye, compete against the Gladiators. I mean, obviously, the Travelator end. That's a lifelong dream. I'd love to run up that.
So run up the Travelator?
And just jump right through it. I think that'd be amazing.
Would
that be good viewing? I think not. maybe not.
Sounds shite, mate.
Here, can I just ask you, here, mate, a serious point here, and it's a wee bit after Scottish football. Where do you stand where they think it's going to be Ben White in England?
That's weird, isn't it?
What, pulling it?
Aye.
I'll give him a bit of respect, for being honest.
Do you,
aye? Has it ever came out why he's pulled it, though?
It just says this.
Something happened.
I'll say that from a point of view of back in the early years of getting called up for Scotland games. Sometimes you go away there for 2 weeks and you're even on the plane and you think, well, why am I here? Like, I get it's your country and it's a massive thing.
It's a wee bit harder than training, you might get in the team now. Is that not the whole thing?
But Ben White probably thinks himself, well, I'm not getting a game and I'm never going to get a game because to me, that England back. The lineup Walker. Picks itself all the time.
No, but
so how does it, like, so I didn't say him working hard, but you can work as hard as you fucking want with any manager. You see, if that manager doesn't fancy it, doesn't matter fucking how hard you work.
But he must fancy him if he's putting him in the squads, nah?
I know, but you have to make a squad, say. You're signing boys at East Kilbride. Do you really want to sign them? they're there to make up a squad, just in case somebody gets injured. Part of the job.
Where do you stand with players pulling out of international?
If he doesn't want to be there, mate, then why would you want him there?
Did you hear, we're plugging on our podcast here, but did you hear Gary Neville talk about it in the overlap? He says that Sir Alex Ferguson would pull on a man.
Oh, I see
that. March night. International break, he's like, you're not gone.
Mm-hmm.
That a friendly in March, you get a title running.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't like it. I don't like pulling out internationals and when it's big games and certain games, but I can understand 100%. If you're fighting for 3 trophies,
nah, yeah.
And you've got a friendly in a game that
Ben White's situation,
like,
strange, innit?
Ben White's character as a human being isn't that of a typical footballer. I don't think he loves football like everybody else. So, for him, it's just a job. Well, he's on holiday now and he's playing Uno with his missus on the fucking beach.
Have you seen your missus, mate? You know why he's pulling out his squads, innit?
Uno.
See, did you ever get that? Even like when you're younger squads, you got called up, you're like,
I never had one. I wasn't called on one Scott squad.
I don't get that because when you were playing first team at about 17.
That's a vendetta. Somebody had it.
Celtic Rangers players would get battered, didn't they?
There used to be
almost eight guys like you just get put.
Oh no, but see, generally though, like, it doesn't really happen now. When you look at it, see, like back when we were younger, You look at Scotland 16, 17, it's like 8 Celtic players and 7 Rangers players, mate. It'd just be
mean.
Celtic.
And then the Jess up right. In the D-night.
Quite right. Why would you not put the two the teams that beat every other team every week?
No, but me and Bob, but honestly.
Wait, I'll stick a Motherwell player in who gets beat 8-0 for my team. Nonsense.
Can I tell you something? No, Libby team used to batter Rangers and Celtic.
No, my team. We went up
you're about 6 years old on me.
Did you batter everybody?
Everyone. Youth Cup double 2 years in a row, mate.
Celtic actually beat us in the final.
I used to go to the schoolboy trials and see guys ahead and you think to yourself, because I'm playing with fucking Loch Ryan, that's why I'm not getting picked. But no, he plays with Dundee United and he plays with Partick Thistle and he plays
don't
with
mind
him.
It.
But then they get it.
What, the players that played at Partick Thistle got picked ahead of somebody for Loch Goylehead?
What's the difference? If you're, good, if you're a better player than him, it doesn't matter who you're playing for.
Were you good on the trial?
I thought I was, aye.
I know, but you're going to say that, aren't
I? And then when I got called up to the under-19s to play, my first call-up was under-19s Milk Cup. Craig Brown came and actually helped take the team. He was the manager of the Scotland national team, and the next full squad international, I think it might have been, I can't actually remember, 99 maybe, and he actually nearly picked me for Scotland national team. It was in the paper, big massive story. I nearly picked the boy from Sunderland at 19. He was so good at the Milk Cup.
Wow.
And I hadn't been capped with Scotland up
for the first
point.
Team, like?
For the first team.
Incredible.
So that would have been times when, like, the squad no long after the 98 World Cup.
Who was playing in the. Cause all the top teams got to the World Cup, didn't they?
Aye.
The Brazilian team.
Scotland, we went with a Scotland under 19 team. We had guys like. Fucking hell, Ryan McStay.
Ryan McStay's a good player.
Aye.
Played the Falkirk in that.
Like, Scotland under 16 and 17s, I never really felt as if I had an argument at times. Even though I was playing first team with Livy, but it was League Two. And Rangers Celtic players were, like, very good. But when I was playing. English Championship in Middlesbrough at 18 and I'm looking
picked.
Seeing boys that like
aye
I'm surely I was thinking that under 19s
I know
I was
I'm all
for
that
I'm in for that
aye
but nah no.
Got to a final mate. Do you want obviously got it right didn't I fully set like Rangers players
I'm all for that Andy playing the reserve football in England you kind of get in the Scotland 18s
yeah. Did you ever go to a tournament with Scotland?
Aye, Euros.
No, the actual tournament, or was it the qualification for the tournament? Did you go
to the tournament? Turkey. Was the one remember my dad was stoned. Went to Turkey and went for a
shisha.
Shisha, but I think they put obviously weed in it and threw him out of the game. Like, I mean, that's like that. And that was the one where we threw. Do you remember the story where? So I was in the starting 11, and the starting 11 go a Euro. Kind of a ball, the Euro ball. So the start of, I mean, you had a ball to start the game for the pitcher, and then you ran out of the stone that he brought in. So you obviously tried to foot your man down. We took his boy stole off my dad, and my dad was chasing the wee guy.
What, about the stand?
Nah, about the stand to get the ball. He was stoned.
How did you get on?
We had a shocker, mate. I don't think a lot of teams by that at that age had actually qualified for an actual tournament, but we didn't score a goal, mate.
Who was your manager?
You would have been my age group.
Aye.
So he was in before me.
Ugh, that's a disgrace.
That was unreal, mate.
Mate, can I tell you
Flecky,
something?
Flecky, mate, Flecky, that we're
aye, Flecky, joke. This isn't a dig at you whatsoever, but see, like, the 19s team back then, like, what would have been mascot on under-19s? Mate, it was a good squad, good players, but none of them are playing anymore, honestly.
Nah.
See if you've seen a list of them. I know none of them, obviously, but there's, like,
well, Flecky was...
But do you remember, like, back then, like, at Rangers, the big players back then was Ross Perry, Jamie Ness... Kyle Hutton, none of the three are playing anymore.
Archie Campbell,
no playing anymore. Ian Watt, no playing anymore.
But you know what sums that up?
How are boys that good at 18 and just don't make a career?
But you know what sums that up? We came back for the Euros, right? Thinking, fucking hell, surely, like, we're getting a chance now. So Fletch went and played with Hibs every week. Lee Wallace went and played with Hearts every week. Callum Elliott the same. Snoddy at Livingston. We got pulled in the first week like that. See all that, what you've just done? Means nothing. Back training the reserves every day.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, what more do you need today, man? We've proved that we could play at that fucking level. Those guys playing first team for fucking Seville and Real Madrid.
Aye.
And you're back playing with the reserves till you're fucking 21.
Mad, innit?
See, even though I always think, see, now you've proved that you can play at that level. If I'm not going to be in the first team, put us out on loan somewhere at that age. I'm ready to play first team football.
I think as well, it you're saying back then, training with the reserves, I think it kills certain young boys now that there's no reserve league.
Oh, 100%.
But see, under 18, see if you're no good enough at 16, you're done. That's it, like, you're gone.
Mm-hmm. What
there's
they
no,
done,
like,
your spot.
There's no progression. And see, because teams outside, basically, the SPL don't have a budget. Like, see, even if you're good... And you're 16, they'll probably say, he's not a first team player yet.
Aye,
won't let you go.
It used to be a achievement getting into the reserves.
Ah, you were buzzing to get in the reserves.
It was such a good standard. It was like proper players when you went. And then just as I was coming out of it with that reserve, they took away with that and went to be the, was it under 20s? And two first team players who came down, and the first team players came down playing like 15 o'clock, and it was just I pissed it.
Well, I played reserve fit, but son, we were on like a win bonus for reserves.
It was proper stuff.
Someone a quid a win, and everything, and it was like, you would maybe say, like, you're playing Liverpool night, and you got down there, and seeing somebody gave you the printed team sheet, and you went, oh, do you mean Pennant's playing, or somebody else? You're sitting there thinking, oh, wow, that's outstanding.
Mate, playing against. It's funny though, see, back in the days when you used to have Resi football, the first team players were always shite in the games.
Right? Oh, and you're thinking, they're shite, man. They're not trying to like you.
Every time the first team players played, they were always just couldn't be arsed, could they?
Amazing, mate. We played Rangers at Ibrox, I think it was like 10,000. McGregor was in goal for Rangers, Naismith played, Leckie played, we had Paddy, Donati. What a fucking game. That's
some standard. But even a Resi game.
Every week it was like that. Aberdeen, Dundee United, Delta Kenneth played against Alec Ray, guys like that.
We played Man U in front of like 30,000 at the stadium. And I remember that's how I got my loan move. We were playing Man U, and it was Johnny Shea and Wes Brown, centre half, and I came on, scored a hat trick, and I got moved to fucking Huddersfield at 18 on loan. Championship.
Did you?
But that got you ready for, I think that got you ready for.
Jim O'Brien done that to a Rangers fan at Ibrox that game. So we've all came in after the game buzzing, and the police have came and huckled him, mate. But if you're going to start busting it, you huckled him in the dressing room for getting the fingers to a Rangers fan. Oh, that's incredible fun at 10,000. Mate, Nezzy played, Flecky, Paddy, what a game. I think we won 1-0.
But even now, I've got boys. Imagine Celtic was at Resi's, were playing Rangers Resi's.
Oh, you go
on
watch
a Tuesday night, and it was like you had maybe like a few first team.
Aye, you go watch it at 100%.
You get yourself in the bath when you want and head to the game.
Exactly. Nobody wants to run down to Murray Park or Lennox Town to watch fucking whatever it is, been behind closed doors. What's this behind closed doors?
I can't know, mate. What's that? Helping a kid. No, a kid. No.
They've not heard it. They need to hear it live. This is incredible how much it sounds like.
What song is it?
I'm actually not.
He knows every Will Young song, mate.
I don't know what it is. It's something like inside me that my voice just touches so much about Will Young. Like just the way his voice goes. And I would love. I asked the boys, Phoenix. I've seen it in America, and the top singers go on these chat shows and they sing a song, but the people can make tunes and all that. I'd love to do that with a band and they recreate Jealousy, Will Young, Jealousy. I'd love to recreate that. I'm not going to do it, and it has to come for you.
Can we get moving on here? Can Dorrit's get a train session?
Oh, sorry, but do you know how you and your sister made me that same difference that we're on X Factor?
Oh, right, Brendan Rodgers band coming up.
Just before that site, you've just jammed the shit, which is really, really
champ the shit.
Championship.
Really poor hosting that for me when you've got a top player like Shanklin. We'll be very, very quickly here. There's no chance you should beat Hearts.
What? He will be at Hearts. Hearts will not accept a bid.
What, in the summer?
Right.
I think about why.
I think for his career, he's got to be away now and playing.
Do what I'd like to see, man. I think Son will need to get the money and just buy him.
Good shout, Sunderland. Something like that.
He could be the difference.
Are they Rangers?
I think Hearts were absolutely bang on to keep him this season because, like you said, you guarantee yourself third, you get 6-7 million, whatever it is. So they should have held on in the summer. But no. I think when he's on his last year of his contract, no. You're probably better getting a good fee for him.
You'll not go abroad again, will you?
Well, I don't know if the Belgium experience really obviously put him off, but listen.
I couldn't be fucked going abroad, mate. See, even if I got a load of money.
How?
If I'm him,
that'd be amazing, mate.
I don't know.
Playing football in one of the countries, man. Unless it's like, he's not going to get a top level league, do you know what I mean? He's not going to.
What age is he?
It will be like the fucking late Belgium or something.
You might get a wee Eddie fuck or something.
I would love
that, mate. I couldn't be.
I would love it. I think Rangers is. I think that's calling for him.
Will Rangers pay that money for him though?
It depends what Hearts are asking.
By the way, he's well. See, depending on see how his Euros go. See if he's a brilliant Euros.
Oh wow! Oh,
fuck the money, Hearts.
What age is he?
28. Sure, he's 28 or 29.
28, 29.
So, anyway, I think he'll be away.
So Championship's a good shout. I think that's where he should go. A top championship club.
Somebody that's needing 20 goals a season. He's your man.
Is Big Stuart still at Sunderland?
No, he's signed 10 million quid to Southampton.
Wow.
20 million maybe.
Do players, see a transfer fee, do players get a percentage of that?
I don't know if that still happens.
No, I don't know.
3-10% back in the day, isn't it?
A million, isn't it?
I don't think sign-on fees happen anymore. Don't think so.
He didn't.
Maybe the top dogs, but no, like.
What do they do? Chuck out the wages?
Chuck in the agents, mate.
Sign-on fees was a joke, innit? Why are you getting extra dough to sign? Incredible, nah.
And what was the other one you used to get? The moving somewhere.
The relocation. 8 grand. That was incredible, mate.
Could you bring in a receipt?
Aye.
What do you mean, you got a receipt?
Just get a receipt.
Aye, because they could clean it back after government.
Just bought a 12 grand couch, there you go.
That was when you're ever.
Relocation.
That extra 12 grand was a joke, mate.
I know, hard to admit, I got it twice.
You never get that? And you, oh, it was on loan, wasn't it?
I never mentioned anything to me.
I got 8 grand relocation fee at Middlesbrough.
By the way, Rogers' potential ban.
He will get a ban, won't he?
Aye, he will.
Two games?
100% he'll get a ban.
It looks like you'll miss Livy and Rangers away. Massive games to miss, aren't it?
Do you think that's so important that he's not on the touchline?
No.
I don't think it matters at all. What about the Clapton, but he does with the players?
Who's going to do that?
In the stand.
Imagine he's on the front like that. No, you're not Clapton enough. See anything tactically, Gaffer? No Clapton enough.
Listen, I don't think it'll make too much of a difference, but...
You work on things for Monday to Friday, and I think you're well prepared.
With your head coach, and they'd be fine. And if anything, he'd be watching a game from a stand where he might actually see things that...
Can I tell you something? Some managers I play that I wish they weren't there.
Oh, mate, I know, you mean. Pass! Pass! Shut the fuck up!
Look, it's a pass, it's making pass! Fucking hell.
Hey, he's got a fucking cheap amount of shouting he does at his combined.
No, but mate, I never play the game for the players. Never, mate, it's my pet hate. Never tell them. They're not in the right position off the ball, so I'm at 100%.
Mate, I remember
that. Never tell them where to pass.
Take them on.
Come, you pass it, striker, quick! Oh, no, that's it, gone.
Mate, see last season at Broomhill, I'll never, ever get this feeling in my body. You were up in the stand for the sort of first 5 minutes and you phoned me down for me to pass a message on and the phone crackled and it broke up. And see when I hung up, that was... on the pitch, didn't have a fucking clue what I was trying to say, mate. And I could see you looking down, I was like, oh my God, it was horrible. But I think it could have an effect in certain things, but you shouldn't really, should a manager not be on a touchline?
Who was your manager that did shout the most?
The instruction one, Tony Mowbray, for me.
Mowbray, was
aye.
It? Telling you how to play.
And I was like, when I played for Morga, it was left back. And he used to kill me when he done it, man, honestly.
Picking your passes for you and then you end up playing that pass, mate, and it gets fucking
honestly,
cut out.
That's what I mean, like, because obviously, like, I always think if you're a footballer, you know where you want to pass it before the ball comes to you. So if I'm receiving it for a centre half and I know that my centre mid's free, so I'm going to pop it one time, he's like, look at his striker quickly!
I said, done, mate, gone,
I've lost it. Do you know what I mean? Because he's standing 5 yards for you, mate, you can't help but like react to it. But I actually got along with Mogg as well, but he killed me when he done that, I hated it.
Yes. Barrett Fergie must have, shouted a lot.
I remember first 30 seconds of the game, he told the other winger that was on the bench to warm up, my first touch. 30 seconds of the game, mate.
Incredible, isn't it?
Mate, unheard of that, by the way, unheard of that. I seen a big boy going out in my mum and think, holy.
Was the canoe? Must have been bad.
Oh, constant.
What, telling you what to do?
No, it's someone to see if you're in the wrong position on a pitch, mate. Holy.
Well, I don't mind that. I don't mind that, mate.
Oh, what is this?
He'd actually assumed in that, mate. What the fuck is he?
No, I don't mind it, mate, if you're in the wrong position.
He'd do it all the time, mate. Always send subs out to warm up early doors, mate. Do you know what, usually
the thing is, I
know 15 minute shout, right? The worst shout in football, mate. You're sitting on the bench, you're like that, fucking relaxing, they cut off. Physio's like, right, lads, first three. Fuck off. Fucking 15 minutes. Oh, warming up for. That is the worst shout in football.
No, what's worse is when somebody goes doing injured and you know they're no injured. You're like, go and warm up, he's struggling. It's no.
Get a right good warm up. Shut up, man. Honestly, go get a right good. What's a right good warm up? Even worse, De Canio used to, because we used to fuck about in the warm up, mate. How sick is this?
He'd
send the fitness coach out with us to run behind the goal. Fitness coach is like, high knees.
See when you're out there and they shout for the player and you think it's you.
No, but
get him.
No, but I'm buzzing when it's not me, mate.
See, you know he's pointing to you, but
you know he's that's unreal, mate. Right.
See, if you don't, obviously you'd have probably had this as well when the third sub gets called up and the third sub gets on
buzzing,
and then no, see they walk back. Phoebe,
you've been on the whole sprint for 15 minutes, and then it's name your subs, and you walk back,
and then you're still on the manager.
You're dying, that's the thing. Like your dad.
Your dad's say something to him. When you get back and say something. Like that.
No.
Right.
Oh, man. That is the worst. That happened to MK Don.
Fucking man.
Make sure you say something when you get back.
Did you ever get the three of you and say to one of the boys, the gaffer's shitting on you, and they turn and the gaffer's shitting on you, you better go. And they start running.
I used to do that all the time.
I tell a player
to say, like, see if I go away to toilet, I come back, you're going to go. She am I? But I put the shinies on.
Mate, I don't know what. I used to hate when you got the shirt you were going on.
Oh, mate, you know, that's some of the worst fucking. You're fucked, didn't you?
How used to, we, used so to hide, fucked? We used to hide. See some boys who come out. I used to come out with the shin pads already on, taped up to the fucking max, ready to go at the click of a finger. But some would come out and just put the shin pads to one side.
I've always given my shinies now.
I used to hide.
Oh, mate, see that, mate? Imagine, you fucking ready? You can't even fucking come out anyone.
Who's got my shin pads? Who's got my shin
pads? Oh, my God, that is genius.
Oh, I used to hide them.
Remember when you can't find your boots? I was like, fucking
Oh, we used to tie, used to hear the spare boots, used to tie the boots in like millions of knots.
Oh my God, mate.
That's brought me back to when I was younger and you left your boots in the house. Mate, did you do that again?
I happened to be at Hearts 2 years ago.
Did? What happened?
I went to so it was just after COVID, so you had to take like your own kit, your own boots back and forward and that. And I've turned up to Tannadice, mate, Saturday, 2 o'clock. Oh my God, I forgot my boots. Left the boots in the house, had no boots.
What did you do?
I had to young Finlay Pollock. Young, same size. It was a size 7, mate.
You're whispering.
I'm a size 8. Aye, 10.
But you're whispering that you don't want him to hear that you've.
No, so what?
Your
man's
not in the stand. The boots are far too small for you. Where's your 10s?
I got fined 200 quid for this. So, no, I'll get to it. So, I had to wear Finlay's that were a size 7. Played the game, felt all right first half in that. Second half, mate, I couldn't feel my feet. Like my feet were killing me. We were 2-0 up. Looked at the clock, it was like 70 minutes. I was like, right, just manage the game, just walk about and that. Somebody played the ball down the channel, mate. I'm like that, like peg legging it back, can't I run? Went down 75 minutes, got the physio, and I was like, mad dog, I'm going to be honest with you here, I need to come off.
My feet
with blisters.
My cutlet
so, so I said, going to tell the gaffer something with my knee or something like that. So he said, like, something to do with my knee. Took my boots off, blood everywhere. And then after the game, I said to the gaffer, I said, listen, like, it was because my feet were blisters and that, so I got fined 200 quid.
Did he find you? Was he right?
I had to be honest.
Was he sound?
He was sound because we won, but it's bad, innit? But, mate, I couldn't mate, run. I could not run.
When we played for Ayr, Kerzo, Kitman.
Hero.
Didn't they play Stranraer, Derby? Turned up, the fucking, he forgot all the shin pads.
Oh, no way.
All the players with shin pads.
All the shin pads.
Every player's shin pads.
Can you for that?
It's not a fucking sports shop in Stranraer. She was like, Ken, can you phone like your mates and get all their shin pads? I was like, mate.
Did you get any?
No, we didn't. I think we got a couple of pairs, but that's the worst ever.
Mate, boys don't even wear shin pads now.
I know, mate. See, we fucking pads, innit?
Remember the shin pads you used to wear? Remember when you're young?
Oh, the cricket pads, mate. How did you ever get scouted with the fucking cricket pads on, mate?
Mate, they were up there. They were up there. They were attached to an ankle brace. And then they had a fucking
barbed wire,
innit? A turn on the ankle brace.
I told you that story about when I went away with Scotland. The last day of the trip, they're like, everybody bring your gear down and put it down. And my slips had skids in them. So I'm like, myself, mate, I can't put them in. Travel to Dublin Airport with the skids in my pocket.
Yeah, say like that every 2 minutes. No, what's he snapping his pocket for?
Skids in
the pocket. Travel out of the fucking flight, look.
No, mate. First bin I go to, I just look a bit fucked. Fucked the skiddies in the bin. You know that MK Don's game, that sick bastard, then he put me on and left me as a fourth sub? Do you know that day, my full family came down as uncles and aunties not came down to see me? And I was the fourth sub.
Told you before, mate, Frankie's first game ever watching me. Where you play centre? I'm like, at centre, he's like, so were you, what number were you? I was at number 11. He's like, I can't wait to watch it. I'm fucking warming up, final whistle goes, I'm out running. He's just standing so confused. Why am I that fucking running? Oh, your son's first fucking impression. What the fuck? I've done it.
What have you used to, if you've ever had like a pure like, a right embarrassing one.
Mate, I told you the camera never put me on in a pre-season friendly and he pissed. And we'd actually fell out, we'd made up. So he's like, right, you're in my plans now, you got yourself fit. And we played Burnley, mate. And I'm like, everyone's went on here and it was me and like a 17-year-old kid. That's how much a psychopath is because we'd made up. turned around, he's like, to 17 year old kid, right, get warmed up, you're going on.
I don't like that.
And then he's like basically 30 seconds to go on a pre-season friendly, like, you're going on. I was like, nah, I'm not going on, man.
Did you?
Uh-huh, mate, and I've never seen him this angry after a game, man. He's like, you're fucking done.
I don't like it though, for the putting that one on.
Would you go on?
No, I was 33 here, and we're getting beat with Cowden Beef at Somerset, I think it was Cowden Beef. And there's a minute to go, Mark Roberts says, we can get warmed up round, man.
You're like, I just want to go
and
for
I just
bath.
Went, Mark, I wait to fuck. I'm a fuck getting warmed up. I said, send Ree Allen. Ree Allen falls on him and I said, stick him on, he's only 16. Give him the experience.
What was your score on the game?
We got beat.
No, but he's getting beat heavily.
We're getting beaten since you're going on. I was like,
I know, but you could have brought them back.
2 minutes ago.
And what was the score though?
I don't know.
Like if it was 1-0, then you could have.
Might have been 1-1.
would you agree that is the worst thing in football when the physio comes up? See, if you're a physio, because you know you're getting a fucking abused, right? Do you think at 14 minutes your heart's thinking, like, I fucking need to go and tell these boys to warm up? Or do you think they buzz off going and.
No, they buzz off.
Some do, mate. Some sick fucks come up going, like, right, boys, 3, is it?
Do you ever hear Sobrio? Every club had one, the happy clapper. But every time he came out, he was fast to get out first.
Busy bastard.
And then it was that. And I think, he didn't fucking like you.
Boys who are on the bench that go at the front of the warm up.
Aye.
Mate, Get the fuck back.
Get the fuck. Embarrassing, mate.
I've got a couple of them.
Do you, huh?
There's a few, mate. There's a few of them keeping a bit fit, but they need to get forced out.
Every time Andy comes on Ibrox, he goes out and he goes...
No, he gets a...
Oh, he gets it everywhere, right?
Right, last few bit, what we want to pull. Livingston, bottom of the table. Do you think this will still be a grind for Celtic?
Nah, I think Livingston are done, mate. I think that last result
beat him. Celtic struggle?
No, I think they'll struggle, but they never really do well, did they?
No, but
even when they're flying under Ange.
I think that last performance.
I'm sure they don't beat Livy with 10 men this year comfortably.
Been a bad one for information today.
I think the last break's been good for Celtic. A few players back training. Apparently, Hatate back training.
They'll not play them on that. No. So for the first game back, will they?
McGregor will be far away.
Is McGregor going to be back? Is that?
I think so. I think somebody said he was back in 10 days.
I know the last performance was good, but they've not been on the sort of form where I think they're just going to go. And I wouldn't fancy them going back at anybody just now, if I'm being totally honest.
I don't know if that last game of Livingston v Hibs, where Hibs batted, I think they're 3-0 up in the first half an hour. I don't know if that's just really, really knocked the stuffing out of them now. Because they went on a no bad be, like, could they get, I think they're done.
I'll tell you right now, Livy know they're down, and their players probably will have to put in performances to try and secure. Move. A deal somewhere. So don't be surprised by Livy players putting in a shift. And it might not be a shift for the manager, it might not be a shift for the club, but it might be a shift for themselves, and you just never know.
What about what do you think about Paolo Bernardo?
Take him every day. I think he's a good player, and I think the chances are
you lose Matt Riley in the summer. I think he's an ideal replacement.
What's the Denny's know the fee?
Somebody said about 7 million or something, no?
6 million.
Well, obviously, you would need to look out there and see what else is available for 6 million, but. I think he's a talented boy. I think there's much more to come for him.
See that loan? Sorry?
No, you go. No, it was just that period he came into the team and Rodgers had only played him Champions League member, but then he came in, I think it was around about Christmas time, and he played really well, but I don't know if he's kept that form up recently. I'm not sure.
But he's been in it.
But again,
in it all the time.
So is everyone, isn't it?
But that's when Paolo Bernardo, you were getting the best of him.
Yeah. I
playing every week for that sort of 5, 6, 7 games. I think he's really good. I think that loan... With a buy option, I think it's smart business. Brilliant, for clubs a day. I think it's worked for.
No, he can run, he can tackle,
yep.
Scores goals, can set up goals.
He's clever.
I think he's got a bit of a
Well, I think so. With Bernardo at the start, you probably think they're not signing him, they're not taking that buy option. No, I think they should and they will. Whereas like it's the opposite with see the boy Cortez with Rangers. I'm like, sign him now. Just take the buy out the new. Does his hammy? He's probably out for the season. Now it's like, do they sign him after Denny's?
That's a bad gene for Rangers because he was like outstanding.
Yeah.
Aye, he looked really good.
What about you, Bernardo? You tell him?
Aye, I do.
For or against Bernardo in the back? Eating tuna.
I'm still.
He socks him.
I'm not sure just yet.
Right?
Just yet. There was that period I thought, by the way, he should have been playing for Celtic a lot. Earlier in the season, I think Rodgers got that rank, but he should have been in. But again, I don't. I think.
Is there games where you think he's not done well?
Some of the games I've seen, I'm like, I've not really seen him get involved as much.
Right.
So I'm still come back to the end of the season with that, whether I would put that bid in or no.
I think what you've got to look at is at £6 million, what like you buy for 6 months.
That needed to have been.
I didn't get to see them every week, but any time I've seen them, I always think.
What are you getting? £6 million in this market? That's in what terms
you need,
of the
that's
wages,
what you need to look and see, isn't it?
Aye, and are you going to get something better for £6 million than the wages you're going to have to pay? Because he fits all the criteria. £6 million isn't too much for Celtic, and the wages aren't going to be through the roof. Whereas if you try to get a bit better than that, you're then looking at the £10 million and maybe 40, 50, 60 grand a week. Well, Celtic's not going to pay that.
Don't know if I'm way off in that one, I don't know.
You know your opinion.
I know, but I don't know my opinion, that's the problem with that one. I'm not overly sure what that's it. I would like to maybe see Mary a wee run for
him. Is it the fee?
No, yeah. It's nothing to do with the fee, Andy. I don't really know what it is. Not sure.
And the fact that he's got a year under his belt in Scottish football, anyone else could, I know,
good pre-season
gamble, in
summer.
It's what happened with Jota, it's what happened with Carter. Because
it's like, Jota and Vickers, that's whereas you like, get them now with they two, but we had him unconvinced. Just yet.
Oh well. Good. Okay.
But where else would you want them to sign? What other areas?
Here, answer me this, Andy. Marry.
Fuck that question. Forget that one you asked me.
The England goalies pulled out and they're bringing up a goalie for the 21s and no bringing in the likes of Jack Butland.
Yeah, that goalie up.
I've not even seen that, mate. No.
Where's your stance in the Butland no go to go in England?
For me, I think I don't think. A lot of international teams take their best players in best positions anymore. I think it is down to loyalty and whatnot, but Aaron Ramsdale's played two games all season. The last game he played, he had a howler, which took him, and Jack Butland's been Rangers' best player, didn't really well in Europe, so I was surprised, but I'd be even more surprised if there was a call-up and he still didn't get.
Well, I'm sure the boys called Johnson, up. Is it Sam Johnson?
Uh-huh.
Sam Johnson way back to Crystal Palace, injured, and they've called up the Barnsley goalkeeper. And he's just been dropped with Barnsley.
Well, we're talking about, I kind of get a call up at Scotland 19s because it's for the Rangers and Celtic players. Jack Butland kind of getting for a guy for Barnsley.
No, that's terrible. Burnley. Oh, the boy Trafford's a good goalie, mate.
Close. He's was it Trafford though?
Signed him for Man City.
James Trafford.
Oh. He's a good goalie.
Still though, they're getting battered every week. He's conceding four a week.
I know. Boys, well done.
I don't know how he's ready. It's been.
What else do you want? That sub chat.
What time are we on?
Training can miss a night.
Aye, what time are we on?
Do you not give the boys a wee week off?
Oh, there you go. Hear that? Tonight's training cancelled.
Tom's training's cancelled at Gaerdic.
What, Gaerdic have cancelled training?
I know, it's poor that, eh?
It's not like them, is it?
John listens to the show as well. He's just cancelled it.
At winning machine.
What, he's on a shugly peg.
You're desperate for that job, aren't
you? Well, I did say to all the parents on the sidelines that if John's not cutting it, then I'll take over.
Is that the dream move?
No.
What is your dream coaching job?
I think I'd quite like to coach pro youth kids.
What sort of age, sorry?
Probably the age between 9 and.
Jez, you're that young, would you?
Aye. Apart from last week, we played Garncock and it was totally anti football, right?
To yourselves.
I just think that the boys, when they're good, they knock the ball about without having any, like, the world beat our players. And I think if I'm able to get the group of boys to knock a ball about, once if I could get the elite players, what could I do with them? Because sometimes I don't think that.
Well, why don't you make your boys elite?
No, but sometimes I don't think that.
I would say your boys are close.
Oh, good. Sometimes I just watch a lot of the pro youth teams through Danny's experience, and I don't think they work on enough emphasis on a team situation. So when they go away and play the likes of the Man U's and the Newcastle's, the Burnley's and all the teams they played in the back in the past, sometimes I think they could get more information.
I seen your Instagram post.
What was that one?
An uncoachable kid is an unemployable adult.
Aye, right.
Come on then, Gaze, have you. What are you thinking of that? It'll be good.
What I was thinking of that was I read it and I thought, I quite like that. And then I put it up and I got a hell of a lot of positive.
Oh, positive, right, sorry.
Everybody thought, love that, Kev. And my reason behind it is because life isn't it easy.
Bang on the money, good, mate.
And it's not just life as a young kid footballer or a young kid human being. It's just life in general is tough. So you hate to be able to tackle these hurdles at any point in your life. So there's no point in pampering people all the way through their life because that's no reality. Reality is that life is tough and it chucks all things at you and you need to be prepared for it. So a wee bit of tough love as a kid. Tough love for me, and I'm sure you all had it. Has it harmed you in adult life? Do you look back in those moments and think,
mate, it's actually for a problem. We spoke about this before at the end of the show, so we'll not get into it, but I think it went.
We'll talk about it next week
about that sort of being tough on you, whereas I think
I probably, people weren't there with me.
Aye.
Which didn't help me.
Aye.
And I'm not saying that at all about my man, that's unreal, but I'm just meaning when it sort of comes to it and you do get a bit of the manager or a crowd or whatever, you then kind of struggle with it. So it's a brilliant debate that we'll
have. There's a balance in it, like mum and dad.
You have to get
me,
the balance.
Mate, kiss him goodnight before bed.
You have to get the balance right because.
And I don't know about these socks.
Right.
Straight to the kit room, innit?
They are right.
You've definitely been shagging with these socks on. 100% full Rangers strip on.
Are they Jilly's?
No, they're mine.
What do they see on the side there? What's the name on the side? I see a wee signature.
What, will you be tough on your kid?
Aye. I would be, aye. Definitely. Discipline's good, mate.
100%, mate, you're spot on.
Listen, discipline.
Discipline builds character.
But what you being character tough about? Like, obviously, a kid makes a mistake, you can't stand it.
No,
it.
No, mate, 100%. No. Encourage mistakes, mate. Uh-huh. But
I say to the kids every week, when I get annoyed, when you see me get a wee bit annoyed, a wee bit disappointed, it's not because I dislike you or I don't agree with what you've tried to do. It's because I know what you can do, and I get disappointed that he's not trying to keep the levels there.
I know, but surely they're not trying not to keep the levels
no,
there.
No, they're not. But what I'm saying is sometimes the... like wee traits pop up with kids where they get maybe a wee bit nervous or anxious. What do you mean nervous or anxious, son? Just do it. Like if it comes off, you'll get amazing applause. See if it doesn't come off, you'll get an unlucky, we'll try that again. Keep trying good things and good things will happen.
I think all you can ask for on kids is they're not enthusiastic.
Aye.
You make 20 mistakes a session, it doesn't matter, but see as long as you're enthusiastic to come, learn, want to get better.
You say it all the time, you'd rather hear, even in your adult life in football, you'd rather hear people try to do the right things and make mistakes than no try to do them. Would you agree?
Definitely.
Keeping it safe all the time. Back to the goalie. Get back to the goalie, 7 sides, because he can pick it up and it's safe.
I pulled Jude up for that last week. Stop passing the ball back to the fucking goalie, man.
Stop being negative. Get the ball at your feet. Find the pass. If you don't find the pass, don't worry about it. My boy guy Saturday got the ball off the keeper, opened his body up, looked forward, tried to reverse a pass at midfield. Striker cut out, 2-2. I'm like, Aaron! Don't worry about it, son.
Hey, big man.
We make mistakes. My guy was excellent after that.
What's the worst feeling in football? The physio telling you first three to warm up or watching your boy get roasted?
Watching your boy get roasted.
Is that a tough feeling?
Oh my God.
Back in the motor.
We did get roasted Saturday.
No, I never got roasted, but there was one time in the game where the boy's just fucking done him a belter.
I'll tell you, mate, that'll be unbelievable for his development.
But he recognises it now, mate.
Good. Actually, we'd love to see maybe next week or coming up, maybe once a month, get an Aidan owner. Kevin Thompson and ask them who.
Right, you sort it on you.
I'll message them because it'd be great to find out.
I think they were with their
parents.
The show's amazing as it is, right? But see, every now and then when we talk about the kids' footballs, a lot of dads out there don't know what direction to try and help their kids. Or I had a guy message me the week there about I want to take the wee man for a 1-to-1. What age is he? He's 6. Come on, let the wee guy be a wee guy, and then once he gets into it, see how good he is, and if he's good at it, then. There might be things later on at the age of 10, 11, 12, 13 that you can work on, but at 6, you let them enjoy it and be enthusiastic about it.
Mine's isn't really about the kids' football here. Mine's about, as in...
Aye.
You watch, like, Beckham and Woods, who their parents were really, really tough.
The Williams sisters.
The Williams sisters who have went to the
but
highest...
Football. Tiger Woods was pushed.
It's a brilliant debate.
All these superstars. Michael Jordan was pushed. There's no harm in being pushed.
But there'll also be people who never fulfilled the potential because they were pushed.
Because they're... Aye, well...
It's brilliant. By the way, it's for later. It's probably...
By the way, I know what Punny's asked for him, but see, the Scotland youth, Tom would be the 19s, 20s, he'd be perfect for him.
Aye. I agree.
And to end the show, I've been battering darts on
me. And it feels like jealousy.
But so darts is the second segment at last
double.
Night.
And I'm on.
No, say I want to like
that.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.